Oh, God, are you okay? I swear I didn't see you.
Mia Edison hurried from her car to the stranger on the sidewalk. She'd almost hit him as she turned the corner on the busy inner-city street. The man wiped his hands over his dark, spiky hair and smudged oil on his forehead. Even in the midst of her horrible day, which now featured a near accident, the gorgeous man with his oil-stained clothes and skin nearly made her drool like a star-struck fool.
Are you hurt? Do you need an ambulance?
Her throat constricted as she realized how screwed she really was, and not in the way she wanted.
Damn, I could have killed you. Are you gonna sue me? I'll have to close my business. My brother will freak out.
Calm down. The stranger's gruff voice tightened her stomach into a bundle of knots. He wiped his hands on his knee-length, cut-off jeans, as though he'd just noticed the oil, but he seemed determined to avoid her gaze. I'm fine, just a little shaken. You didn't hurt me.
Are you sure? I forgot to use the turn signal. I think the speedometer read 5 miles or so an hour as I gunned the engine. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to make excuses, but I'm late for work, and the idiot truck driver behind me kept blowing his horn until I was ready to scream or throw something at him. Let's go to the emergency room and get you checked out.
She would do anything to avoid a lawsuit.
My insurance should cover it. I just don't want to go to court.
Mia glanced at the pedestrians on the one-way street, but no one appeared to pay her and the stranger any attention. I'm fine, really. Don't need a hospital. I won't sue you. He glanced at his wristwatch and stepped back. I gotta go. Mia frowned, grabbed his arm, and pulled him to a stop. His skin flared hot under her palm, and his muscles twitched. His chest shuddered as strength emanated from him like a cloak. A tribal design tattoo circled his right wrist, partially hidden beneath his watch, and a second tattoo peeked out beneath his shirt sleeve, but she couldn't make out the design. His eyebrow arched as he finally looked at her.
I'm sorry, but you can't just leave like nothing happened. You could be dead. I nearly flattened you like a pancake.
Heat crept up her neck, and she dropped her hand. She should feel lucky he wanted to walk away. He could change his mind and claim injury. The longer they talked, and her panic ricocheted up another notch.
Why are you smiling? How are you so freaking calm? I'm panicking here.
He shrugged. It's not a big deal, sugar. My leg might have snapped if you'd hit me, but I wouldn't have met my maker. His nonchalant words floored her. A chill filled her veins and surely blanched her skin. Her stomach cramped tighter. He grimaced and struck his forehead with his open palm.